It's the 18th of November 2011. My name is Perry. This is my audio boo at 23:59 on day 18 of Napopodmo. Hello, boo buddies. Yes, left it until literally the last minute yet again to record the boo. In fact, the clock has just turned over to midnight. But I'm going to use the R2UK theory that I haven't yet gone to sleep. Well, I have actually, because I just fell asleep downstairs, but I haven't gone to bed to go to sleep. And somewhere in America, or anywhere in America, it is still Friday the 18th. Therefore, I think I can get away with having this as my Friday boo. Yeah, finally caught up with all my boos, but there's probably be more on there now. It's a bit like painting the fourth bridge. You think you finished it, you look again, and then there's more. But I have caught up with them, so I just want to spend the next couple of minutes just giving some sort of feedback to some of the boos I've been listening to, because obviously I've been unable to comment on all of them because I've been sort of listening to them sort of 2 weeks sometimes behind. It's a bit like watching it on UK Gold. So some quick short shout-outs. In no particular order, congratulations to Pawari on the job interview and the job assessment. I hope that went really well. I know you're obviously a bit sort of worrying over what to wear and everything, but I'm sure you come across wonderful. Whilst talking about Pawari, so sorry to hear about the flood. It sounds an absolute nightmare, the fact that it's affected, you know, the whole of your downstairs and even into the upstairs, with the carpet running from downstairs to upstairs. Must be an absolute nightmare. I don't know what else to say, but, you know, I think these things they put here to challenge us and test us, but yeah, it doesn't make it easy, but hopefully you get that sorted. To Yana, glad that the play school or the preschool is going well. Don't really envy you in having to tell people they've been unsuccessful for an interview. You know, it must be quite hard. To Ruth, there was something I wanted to feed back to you, and my mind has gone blank. Yes, the job. Yes, I've had a similar situation when I was at T-Mobile, when we had business reviews and we had to reapply for our own jobs. And it's not very nice. And as it happens, as I was in the process of applying for my current job, another job come up, which was a new post. And I went for that instead and was fortunate enough to get that, which was really good because that gave me the sort of the stepping stone into the work I'm doing now. But yeah, it's, I don't know why companies have these sort of business reviews. And they also seem to be so close to Christmas. I mean, I had three at T-Mobile, two were over the Christmas period. Your one sounds like it's sort of over the Christmas period. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and they're going through one. And once again, you know, just now over Christmas, it's, whether it's something to do with the year end and they're trying to sort of get the figures and the head counts in for next year, or I don't know, but yeah, not good. So I hope that goes well. To Floyd UK, thoroughly enjoying the photographic challenges. I make no excuses for not posting any. I am not photographically clever enough to do those. My father used to take lots of photos, mainly of London buses. But we're just listening to your boo. You know, I'm one of these. I spot something, I'll take a picture, and that's it. I don't really ever look at the consequences. And it's really given me a good eye-opener to, you know, to sort of look for, you know, the depths and the third lines and whatever they are. But yeah, I didn't realise I was so much actually involved in just taking a photograph, so it's been really interesting. Yeah, and finally, you know, you look back in time and you look back at some of the comedy greats. You know, you've got Lauren Hardy, Ant and Dec. Okay, maybe I made that one up. And there are lots of sort of, you know, comedy duos out there. Morecambe and Wise, I suppose, is probably springs to mind. But I'm absolutely delighted that the 21st century comedy duo made their appearance on the boo. And I'm obviously talking about the Yana and Simon boo. Never fails to make me giggle listening to those two when they're doing boos. So I think December, instead of being obviously Napod sort of Pomo in December, I think every day in December we need a Yana and Simon boo. Anyway, 5 seconds to go. Speak to you all today, tomorrow, whenever it is. Take care. Bye now.